Our world today is experiencing hunger, foremost of which is, of course, the hunger for food. In the third world countries like the Philippines, how many people go to bed at night without food in their stomach? This is inequality because people do not want to share. It's not because the world has lost its resources. There is one reason why hunger for food could never be satisfied. It is because of man's greed. Not because God is indifferent, but people prevent God in showing his love to other people because of selfishness. Aside from hunger for food, our world also experiences hunger for justice. There are a lot of injustices happening in our world today. Aside from that, there is also that hunger for love, for affection. And you know, it's only God who could satisfy the different kinds of hunger in our world. If we only cooperate with God, and if we only allow Him to possess us, then this hunger could be satiated. This is what the prophet Elisha, in our first reading today, told the farmer. I suppose he is a farmer. As a farmer, it is his duty to offer the first fruit of his work, of his labor, to Yahweh through or in the person of the prophet. But the prophet Elisha said, no, feed the people. Give it to the people to eat. And this farmer, seeing 100 people, because he has only 20 barley loaves of bread from the fruit of his labor, started to calculate. How can 20 loaves of bread feed 100 people? If we are in his shoes, we would also do the same. We will start calculating. But Elijah reminded the farmer, the Lord will feed his people, and there will be enough. There will be enough for people. That's why the responsorial psalm, it's very, very touching. The hand of the Lord feeds us. So it is the Lord. But we prevent the Lord from feeding his people because of our systems, of our structure, because of our accumulation. We accumulate so much which we do not need. When a lot of people have the bare necessities in their lives, when people start to share their resources, there will be no hunger in our world. So I repeat, we prevent God from feeding his people because of our structure, because of our system, because of our accumulation, and because of our greed. This is an eye-opener to us, my dear brothers and sisters. We don't go to bed with an empty stomach. But what about other people in the third world? And when you say, I don't care. But we are the body of Christ, my dear brothers and sisters. When a tip of your finger is hurt, don't tell me that it's only the tip of your finger that is hurting. It's the whole body. So this is true with the Christians throughout the world. St. Paul, in our second reading, talks about a different kind of hunger, and that is the hunger for unity and peace. We are all diverse. We came from many different backgrounds, social status, educational status. But in our diversity, we can work for reconciliation, we can work for unity, and we can work for peace. We should try to use our transactions in order to let God satisfy the hunger for peace and unity. If we only allow the Holy Spirit to work, to move in us, then the path to peace and unity will be satisfied, will be completed. What is our loaves of bread, dear brothers and sisters? St. Paul said, humility instead of bullying, patience, bearing with one another, meekness instead of pride. You know, when we offer our humility, our patience, our bearing with one another, our meekness to God as our loaves of bread, then the peace, the path to peace and unity will be achieved. But unless our pride and our bullying control us, this path to unity and peace will never, never be achieved. And people are still hunger, longing for this unity and peace. But sometimes we are the hindrance to this. We should just allow the Holy Spirit to touch each one of us, our own weakness, so that peace and unity will be achieved. In the gospel, the first hunger that Jesus noticed is the hunger for cure. A lot of people are physically sick. That's why they kept on following the Lord wherever he goes. And he kept on curing them. He was so sensitive to their needs. And aside from this hunger, there is this hunger for food. But look at the attitude of Philip. He asked Philip, feed them. And Philip said, started again to calculate 200 days worth of wage will not be enough to feed these 5,000 men, not counting women and children. You know, when we start to calculate, the hunger could never be satisfied. But when we allow the hands of God, it is God who feeds them, not we. But sometimes, again, I said, we prevent them. We prevent rather God in doing this. And Andrew noticed a boy. I was struck with the attitude of the boy in our gospel today. He had 5 loaves and 2 fish. You know what, dear brothers and sisters? He could have kept it to himself, instead of sharing. Why will I care for this 1,000 of people? It's their own lookout. They did not bring any provision. This 5 loaves and 2 fish is only good for me. Me and me. But you know, he shared it. He shared it. And Christ started the miracle with a small amount of 5 loaves. So the miracle there started with the miracle of sharing. And this is what we need in our world today. Sharing. Do not only think of yourself. You have enough. But a lot of people, as what I said, have bare necessities in their lives. We have not experienced how to be hungry for many days. But these people are hungry for months. If you see Christians in Africa, who are just so thin, they could hardly have access to potable water, drinking water, clean water. We in the first world usually started to dispose everything. But unless we share, my dear brothers and sisters, God could not feed the hungers of the world. And you know what? There is always, this is just a sign for John the Evangelist. Why did Jesus work miracles with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? Because he is going to feed the people, not anymore with the physical bread of the 5 loaves, but he will feed the people with his body. Because this is what is the most important thing. Feeding the spiritual hunger of the people. When God feeds the spiritual hunger of the people, all the hungers will be gone. The hunger for food, the hunger for unity and peace, the hunger for justice, the hunger for love and affection will all be gone. Because the hunger for God has been satisfied. And again, the challenge for each one of us is to share and let God do the feeding.